About 3 decades ago, a group of actors who met at a professional acting program at Purchase College in New York was hatching a bold acting plan. They ventured to create an acting company based in the Midwest. One of these actors had roots in Omaha. They moved here and started a new acting company without much.
A few of us followed them out here. So I've been around, we're going into our 34th season, so I've been here for 33 years.
Susan Clement, producing artistic director for the Blue Barn Theater, also was on that group of actors. She also took a train from New York to Nebraska about a year after the others.
Kevin Lawler, Houston Walkinshaw, and Nils Holland came out to Omaha. Too long of a story to go into. And also Mary Teresa Green, who was actually a Nebraskan, joined forces, and they started the theater.
The first production was produced beyond a low budget, with only $75 and 2 white sheets. They opened in a cold February winter. But Clement says that the artistic integrity and the same amount of luck brought the Blue Barn Theater Company to a higher level and started to be more noticeable, gaining a place in the arts community in Omaha.
We had some people who believed in our work and also had foundations to be able to support and believe that we needed our own space. Nancy Mammel of the Mammel Foundation was really, she was on our board at the time, and we were in a rental space down in the Old Market, and she spoke to me and to the rest of the board and said she really felt that it was time for Blue Barn to have its own home. And so she gave us our cornerstone donation and this piece of property as well.
In 2012, the Blue Barn Theater announced their future home at 10th and Pacific. In 2014, construction began and the doors opened in the fall of 2015. Although the theater now looks spectacular, Clement remembers the long process and evolution of the Blue Barn Theater.
The founders of the theater started in a one-room space at the old Bemis building. And, you know, they had 3 people watching the shows. And really, just over the years, our audience base has grown. But, you know, when I came, we did shows for 10 people. And we did, some of those same people are still our patrons today, which is pretty awesome.
The theater creates stories that are emotional. They want to generate provoking thoughts with a different lens and approach the community to inspire positive change.
Our mission is to provoke thought, emotion, action, and change, and that's been the mission from inception. I mean, that's our heartbeat. We do outreach, community outreach, connections, and they're always tied back to the narrative of the story. And that's how our mission is carried out, is through our the work we do on stage.
Visit bluebarn.org for upcoming shows and other exciting events. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.